Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am very excited. Carl Beach reached out, or I reached out to you, I think even probably a year ago, just via LinkedIn, because we both were sharing young onset Parkinson's stories. But yeah, I'm very excited to bring Carl on, for Brian, for you to meet him and for him to share this great innovation that he's come up with for not only himself, but for the rest of the Parkinson's community. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. So welcome, Carl. Thank you so much for coming on.
Good to be with you.
So why don't you first, because I don't think Brian knows exactly where you're located, but where you're located and a little bit of your backstory.
I don't know anything.
You don't know anything.
Yeah.
Often best kept that way. So firstly, obviously I'm English, so apologies if you can't understand what I'm saying.
We got it. We're good.
So the accent's London. I'm from the east end of London and Essex originally, but now I live in the middle of the country near Sheffield. Actually, just south of Sheffield in a county called Derbyshire. I'm 52, married to Karen, got two adult daughters. I've got one cat, one dog, a Cavapoo.
I have a Cavapoo.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a German Shepherd. My Cavapoo actually thinks he's a wolf, but I haven't destroyed his self-esteem yet by letting him know. And that's us. One daughter's a tattoo artist, the other one's a vet, so go figure that one out. I've no idea how that happens. You bring them up the same and they're completely different. I was diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's coming up a couple of years, but it was symptomatic many years before that. My MDS probably thinks I've been carrying it over 10 years, going by current symptoms. By profession, I've been in the charity sector as a CEO for nigh on 30 years now.
Really?
So that's kind of changing a little bit now. A mixture of stuff along the way, a lot of just kind of social justice stuff and international development work. So I focus at the moment on areas of deprivation and working in the Congo as well, actually, which just came back for me in May. So lots of different stuff going on. Ordinary bloke, really, just shuffling along as best I can. That's me.
That's not fair.
What?
Because you guys can't understand me half the time, and I can't use the accent as my excuse.
Yeah, you don't have accent as your excuse.
I mumble.
He mumbles.
According to her.
Yeah, I can lose my speech quite badly the longer I talk, actually, as I go through the day. But in the moment, I think I'm all right. But I can start slurring or mumbling a bit or go quiet, but we'll see how we go.
So I can yell at you too?
Yeah.
To speak louder.
Yeah. I get a bit of quiet voice. It's getting a bit huskier now as the day draws on, but mostly I get like a stammer or a word block.
So what's your symptoms?
So currently, the major impact, I guess, is on my voice at various points of the day. The medication tends to hit me for about an hour well with the voice, everything else for a few hours. I'm stiff and slow. Mm-hmm. I'm not tremor dominant. I get a slight stress tremor in my limbs if I put pressure on, stress as in pressure, or if I got too much adrenaline, then I get a tremor in my left arm. I get a lot of dystonia. Mm-hmm. In my feet and in my hands, and the usual bladder, bowel stuff, a bit of face masking.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me more sinister than normal. That kind of thing.
He has that.
I have all that too.
Yeah.
I call it resting stuff. Bitch face.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And I've got a weird thing that's just developed with my gait. I was dragging my leg for many years. People used to say to me, how have you hurt your leg? Way before diagnosis, going back years. But I've just started striking my foot on the right side and clomping.
So I'm getting a bit of
drop foot. Yeah. I'm trying to wrestle that through at the moment. But I'm wearing out one trainer faster than the other.
Do your symptoms kind of come and go? Like, I used to have dry foot really bad. And then, then literally it just went away one day. Like, it didn't happen anymore. And then,
Then
something else felt. It just moved somewhere else. Yeah,
it is a funny disease like that, or syndrome, in that, you know, I went through a period where I could barely speak at all. And now my voice is coming back a bit. But then suddenly, one day I'll wake up and I can't speak. Mm-hmm. So these things fluctuate, don't they, and ebb and flow. And I've just come out of a pretty horrible period where my best friend died, spoke at his funeral. I was extensively traveling, and then I got a bad virus, and that really hit me with the apathy and some anxiety symptoms, and all the other symptoms flared up. I mean, I've never been an anxious person all my life.
Yeah.
But then when it hit, the disruption to the brain pathways can really get me. So I can do a conference talk to thousands and then struggle to walk into a grocery. Yeah. You know, it's a funny old condition. But they come and go, as you say. It ebbs and flows.
Yeah,
I'm very sorry for your loss of your friend, by the way. So the one thing we were going to talk about was the beach band. Did that help you in situations like that? You know,
Yes, it should do. But actually, because we've only got prototype devices, I keep giving them to people. So I didn't have it
the time that you needed it.
I've got a couple back now. These are the latest rechargeable ones. So we're going to manufacture at end of December, January. But I've got these trial devices that I use. And they are quite amazing in getting me out of jail, so to speak. You know,
When you're stuck.
Yeah, when you're stuck. Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest things. That's what I was telling Brian all about, is this band that you've created. So tell us like how that started and what it is and how it works.
Well, it's all been a bit baffling. Basically, when my speech dropped off, to cut a long story short, I had a very extensive speaking tour in Australia. I did like 15 keynote talks in a few weeks. And all the travel, and then I went straight off to Democratic Republic of Congo, where we were infiltrating an artisanal cobalt mine, which is very dangerous and hardly ever achieved. Well, I don't think it's been achieved only by one or two other Westerners. And I didn't, you know, feel particularly stressed about that. At least I didn't think I felt stressed. But when I came back, I'd lost the ability to speak. I would go to say a word, and I'd be sort of like, and the neurotransmission just wasn't happening. And the anxiety was flaring up. And in desperation, I was trying all different sorts of things to speak. And I tried cueing my speech by tapping another object. So I would say, you know, my name is Carl Beach. Or I was syllable beating, so syllable beating, but touching something else. And it was robotic and not always working. So I was experimenting with that. And the other thing I was experimenting with at the same time is I had this stick to try and cue my walk, because the meds I was on weren't working very well. So I was tapping the stick out in front of me, throwing out with my left arm so that my right leg would follow. And I was walking with a friend once, and I said, can you just tell me, am I walking better if I throw the stick out, when I tap it next to me to a rhythm? He said, when you tap it next to me. So I was experimenting with that, and I figured out the vibration through my hand was more effective than where I put the stick, or even, you know, how hard I tapped it. It was just that vibration sense. You know, there's all other things you're cueing, like aiming for lines in the ground and ceiling tile lines and stuff. But I found, again, that was kind of robotic. And the third thing was, I was struggling with these bouts of anxiety. So I had these three things going through my mind. And one night I was on my own. My wife was away. And I was actually watching Apocalypse Now, the film. And I was eating a bar of chocolate. And I was quite desperate. The speech issue for me as a speaker and communicator for a living, and podcaster and broadcaster, was one of the most devastating things that had ever happened to me. It literally reduced me to tears of frustration. So I was sitting back in his chair, munching his chocolate, and I can't tell you why, but I just started to tap at this speed, about 70 beats a minute. And I found that I could speak completely fluently when I did that. And I nearly fell on the floor. And so I was just so overcome, because at that point I wasn't able to speak at all, really, hardly effectively. And I realized that I'd stumbled onto something. And as I processed it, I thought that night, it's not me that needs the cue. It's my brain. Mm-hmm. My brain needs something, not me. If I follow it, it's robotic. But if I give a signal to my brain, something different is happening. And along the way with the anxiety stuff, I've been doing a lot of thinking around fight or flight mode. You know, what's causing me to freeze? Why am I feeling like this? It's a bit hippie, okay, but I thought to myself, what's the safest place I have ever been? Where was that? And I just had this inkling, this thought, maybe it was my mother's womb. Maybe that's the safest place I've ever been. So I decided that if I kept beating around 60 to 80 beats a minute, like a resting heart rate, that might comfort me as well. This is all on that night. And then I thought, well, actually, I need to create some kind of echo, some kind of resonance. You know when you hear the echo, like the heartbeat stuff? It's like,
da-doom, da-doom.
So I need to create that. So I phoned my friend and I said, I've got an idea. Clear your diary. And that weekend, we built the first device.
Really?
Created vibration pulse using a rubber band haptic, you know, key code, you know, like the magnetic unlocker door thing.
Yeah.
We took that out and put a motor in it with a battery pack. And it worked. I couldn't believe it. Like, I could speak absolutely fluently. Now, you can hear the longer I speak, the more slowly I'm becoming, actually. So I'll be able to demonstrate in a moment. And then I thought, well, if this is going to work, it will affect my walking. And it did. Like, I stopped dragging my leg and I stopped the foot drop. And then I thought, well, I wonder if this will work on other autonomic conditions. So we tried it on people with Tourette's. Or autonomic tachycardia or benign essential tremor. And we started to see these incredible results from it, and realized we'd basically just, to quote in the phrase, tapped into something. And it was a bit bizarre. Now, bear in mind, I'm not a scientist. I'm a bit of a left field thinker, probably a bit creative, but I'm not a scientist. And you're going up against here existing dogma, theory, years of people tapping for different things, all that kind of stuff. But the secret sauce was, I realized you needed to ignore it. You mustn't listen to it, whereas cueing teaches you to follow the beat. I realized I needed to ignore it. And if I ignored this beat, it had this incredible effect. And so we were putting on people with tremor that was not L-DOPA responsive. It was stopping. It's not had a marked effect on rigidity, but a lot of other symptoms. It even helps me when I'm struggling to swallow. And even my quiet voice improves. So let me demonstrate. And do jump in and ask any questions you got.
Yeah.
Came along. But it sounds a bit far-fetched.
No. I like, so the thing is, okay, so it looks like just like a watch, right? Mm. And so it's tapping you right now.
No, I haven't put it on.
Okay.
It basically creates like a pulse vibration effect. So as I said, the more I speak, and I haven't taken, I'm about a half hour out from having a pill. I did that on purpose so you could see.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure it was going to happen with my voice. But the more I speak, the more problematic it becomes. So if I put this on, and I start to get the beat, you can hear my voice immediately sharpen up.
And I've got louder.
I've got no lag in my voice at all. So my diction's completely clear, like markedly so, even better than when I'm on meds. And my walking will dramatically improve. Any tremor I've got will settle down. And interestingly as well, it resolved dyskinesia.
Really? Why?
So we put this on a multitude of people who are dyskinetic and it settles it down immediately. Now, I got biphasic dyskinesia, so I get wearing off disco.
I do too.
Yeah, and it completely stops it. So we put this on the a very leading figure in Parkinson's UK, who has almost constant disco, and it stopped it immediately. With places on academic researchers, with PD, with dyskinesia, it stops it, and brings the other symptoms under control. And it also reduces face masking. So
you can smile?
Yeah, so, actually you can see my face is loosening up. I start to blink more. So, this one is a brand new one with a slightly lower powered motor than this one. Now, as I'm taking that off, you'll see my voice is starting to go quiet again.
So, wow.
I think that the interesting thing is that you said is that it's because you're not paying attention to it. Whereas so we have a couple people in the gym that have freezing of gait, and they're always, you know, trying to help themselves and find out different tools of putting a foot in front of somebody else puts their foot in front so they can walk over. And then another guy just said, he's like, you know, if I imagine that I'm about to kick a ball, he's like, for whatever reason, there's no ball in front of me. He's like, but if I imagine I'm going to kick it, he'll do that and he'll step and that will get him going. Or if he steps backwards and then goes forward. But then after a while they're like, but then it doesn't work anymore because it's like, I don't know, if you your brain gets used to it, and then they have to do something else, like put a colored disc in front of them or whatever. So is the difference the fact that it's not something you're having to think about, right? It's just happening.
I think so. So I've been you see what's just happened to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had that device on, it throws me off when I turn it off. So if I turn it back on.
And it's just vibrating.
Yeah. This one's just running out of battery, so let me put this one on.
How long does the battery last?
Eight hours.
Okay.
So that's back on now. So
Jesus.
Because you ignore it, it seems to have a more marked effect. I've trained myself to ignore it, and this is what we need to show people. But often people put it on, they're trying to bring their tremor under control, and I'm like, don't look at it, don't think about it, just rest.
Just go about your day.
Normally within 30 seconds, as they ignore it, their tremor comes under control. I've got all these videos out there. Now, my supposition is that because you ignore it, and because it's providing a signal the brain doesn't need, it may endure with its impact. However, current advice I'm giving when it goes to market is you use it to get out of jail. So if you're in a restaurant and you can't order or you're stamming badly, put it on. This also works with idiopathic stammer, by the way. Now, if you're going for a walk with a dog and you're dragging your leg, put it on. If you're out and about and you're switching off, or your tremor's out of control, or you're tired from dyskinesia, because it's so tiring sometimes, give yourself a respite. But the other interesting thing is it has a marked effect on anxiety.
Hmm.
So you instantly feel extremely reassured and comforted. So people often say, as soon as I put this on, I feel a confidence and a calm come over me. So one person who's CEO of a very large charity said to me, who has no chronic condition, and as far as I was aware, had no anxiety issues, put this on and said, do you know, I have a phobia of flying, and I think wearing this, I think I could fly.
Huh.
So why is that? And it's because it's triggering the parasympathetic nervous system. Because of this mother's heartbeat thing, it tells the brain you're in a place of safety. So that's what we're trying to work through. Now, because my speech is I'm essentially switching off at the moment. So if I turn this off now, there's a chance, because of the clinical impact of it, I might feel like I've been dropped from a great height and my speech could really struggle. And this is what we found. It's not, there may be a placebo effect, which I think is good.
Mm-hmm.
There could be positive placebo, but there's a clinical impact, because when we turn it off, we see an increase in symptoms, or, you know, maybe slightly worse for 30 seconds to a minute, because the body is so relaxed into feeling well. So I'm turning this off now, and that's what happens to me for
just 30 seconds.
30 seconds to a minute, yeah.
Okay.
And then my voice is going hoarse and quiet again. So I am in the middle of switching off now, which I've done that on purpose for the podcast. So I'm head coming to the end of my meds. So you can probably see my face is probably getting a bit more solid. I've stopped blinking as much.
I mean, it almost reminds me of turning off your DBS.
Yeah.
It seems to be very similar to it. People have said that to me. So the impact is almost immediate. So again, I'll just turn this on and then, yeah, my sharpness has come back and, yeah.
So does it have to hit, is it hitting like a certain, like?
No.
I'm trying to think.
This is the other thing we found. So I'll just switch this off and take it off and I'll show you something remarkable.
Okay.
So what we've found is you can actually place it anywhere. It's a bit loosey-goosey. So it doesn't really matter where you place it. As long as you get the signal, you're disrupting some pathway and you can get the impact from it.
Wow. So, yeah. So how do we get one? Or 10, 20?
That's a very good question. So as far as we're planning at the moment, the aim is to get these to manufacture in by the end of December and hopefully January. We've got a manufacturer. We're going to start taking pre-orders. But we're a values-driven business, so I'm not trying to make mega bucks out of this. I think that's really important to point out. We're covenanting to try and give a minimum of 25% of net profit to charity and then raise that to 50% as we're able to. And we're keeping the price at £20 sterling or below. UK pounds. So what's that US equivalent would be? We need to look at customs duties and stuff. $30.
Okay.
You know, the profit margins are very, very slim because one of my values, having worked in the charity sector for years, is that we want to make this accessible for all.
Yeah.
And we try to fundraise so we can get as many devices into Africa and the developing world as possible, particularly where they haven't got medication. Because, of course, it's not just hitting Parkinson's. I mean, you can see the speed I'm able to talk now and the clarity I'm able to.
I mean, seriously, it is ridiculous that, I mean, it reminds me of turning off a DBS. I mean,
but all you're doing is putting on this.
And it's very instant like that. You know, we've all seen, you know, you've seen Steve's DBS. Yeah. You know, he shuts his off. How? Wow.
And I need to say, this is not just me, because if you go on the Big Band Instagram, There are loads of these videos. You know, I put them in the post to people. I don't speak to them. I don't try and coach or make them feel good. I just put it in the post. They put it on, try and ignore it, and they get walking again. I mean, I was at the park on the UK Parkinson's conference. We were putting this on people, and they were walking without sticks. They were getting out of chairs. They were speaking clearly.
Get chills.
So, yeah. I mean, it's a real thing that we stumbled on.
It's good. You know, it's for me, I like when we talk to patients that are coming up with solutions versus somebody that doesn't go through what we go through every day, trying to tell us what the solution should be.
Yeah. So coming from you as a patient and like saying like this works and hearing other patients saying it works. When was the first time that you started this? When was your first prototype? How long ago?
Let me think. June.
That's what I was going to say. It wasn't that. Yeah. Like I remember the first time that you brought, I saw it on LinkedIn and I'm like, whoa, it was amazing.
It was, I mean, it's been a crazy product development. I mean, we've been working like the wind on this.
Have you talked to any? Oh, sorry.
No, go on.
Did you talk to any like scientists or researchers that like
neuros, surgeon or neuros?
Yeah. So I've got an advisory group. So Sarah Rigger from Uppsala University in Stockholm. She's on video actually on my Instagram page, our Instagram page, showing that she could not freeze and walk much better and cross roads. It settled her. The tapping method I developed has settled her dyskinesia. Now, look, I have had people say before, people have been tapping for years, Beachy, and I know that.
Beachy.
But what I developed was you ignore it. That's the key, and it has to be at a certain speed. So she found that settled her dyskinesia. So she joined our advisory group. John M. Dean, who's arguably one of the world's leading speech pathologists for Parkinson's, said I may have solved the unsolvable problem for speech because the speech problem that I have with the word block and stammer only affects 6% of people with Parkinson's. And they tell us the only solution is either basically don't speak or speak slow. Speak like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. My neurologist said that to me on the phone. which was just heartbreaking to hear. Mm. But I put this on and I can speak clearly. Now, people forget that I've got the device on. So just to show, just to, again, if I... I get a very bad word block as soon as I turn that off. And now my voice is going quiet again.
Mm-hmm.
I recover from the word block in time. It may be a minute, but my quiet voice is going. So you're like, I can say the alphabet like this. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P. So it's releasing my vocal cords. Because Parkinson's wants to tighten this up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it seems it's having this immediate impact. Now, I've been using this now since June, and it's...
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/get started for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Still having this impact on me.
Wow. What about...
Now, I think we could be redefining our... I'm going to be bold. I think we could be redefining our understanding of autonomic conditions here. I've put this on people with autonomic tachycardia and their heart rate settled in 10 minutes. And it's lasted a couple of days and their blood pressure's come down. I put it on benign essential tremor and their heads or their heads have stopped shaking, their hands have stopped shaking.
Unbelievable.
I know. Now, I'm going to have my critics, but as far as I'm concerned, we've found something and I don't really care.
Yeah, you know, I think
even if this only lasts a few months, what we've found is there's something else going on in our brains that has not been looked at. Now, I am out of meds now. I'm on 4 very strong L-Dope. I'm on Stalevo.
What's Stalevo? 800.
So that's entacapone, a COMT inhibitor with L-DOPA and carbidopa. I was on a gram of L-DOPA a day, 4 times a day, plus rapinoil, 8 milligrams slow release, plus Madopar dispersibles, like instant hit, get out of jail ones, all of that. I put this on and I feel like I don't need medication.
But you still take yours medication?
I do. Because that's the advice I'm under, and I'm not telling anyone to not take the medication. And I can still feel rigidity in my side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, my hand's still clawed.
Okay.
Okay. So, but what I find is this. I can use, when I'm really off, I can use this and I can walk, but I might not be able to talk as well at the same time. Or I can choose to talk, and I might struggle to walk. But when I'm only mildly off or the meds don't have an impact, I can be 80, 90% better.
Wow.
Now, this could mean that, I don't want to talk dangerously, could this mean that the amount of meds we're taking or the gaps we take them could be increased? Could it help reduce dyskinesia? May it delay things like DBS one day when the research has been done? Very possibly. Now,
well, I mean, so DBS, they're, you know, shooting electric.
Yeah, because he has DBS.
Yeah, so it's shooting like, you know, electric and, you know, the amplitude pulses. So is this maybe an alternative to that at some point in time? Because it's still giving you that pulse.
Yeah.
And there's no electrical contact, but it's sending, the way I've designed it, it's the resonance is already, it's honestly so slight that you might forget you got it on. Mm-hmm. I can barely feel the contact. It's only as I touch my skin that I can feel it there.
Now, do you still have, do you get off periods?
Yeah, I'm just whopping this one over, actually, because I wanted to test this other one. Hold on.
So he's like a...
Yes, I do get off periods. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Does that help you with your off period? Like
going 100%. So I'm off at the moment.
Okay.
I am off. So again, if I take this off, then I get this terrible speech problem, and then my voice starts to go quiet again. See, and then my face will start to go solid. That's why my hands are clawing at the moment, because I'm not on
any medication.
I've been going off during the broadcast because I wanted to show you how effective this is. So, for example, if I was to do my party trick now and try and spell Czechoslovakia very quickly, I would say Czechoslovakia. If I put this on, this is how much it affects me. Czechoslovakia.
Wow.
Stop.
It's brain numbing.
I mean, I'm like, my mind is blown. I mean, I was already like mind blown, like when I was seeing all this on LinkedIn and stuff, but just like actually like seeing it, hearing it, learning about it, it's just like unreal. So are we going to be able to get it in the US?
Yeah. So what I've got to do is navigate various device requirements and export requirements. So the plan is to launch in the UK and then for the first 6 months, work up a plan to launch within 6 months to export to the US. And we're already working with someone out in the US to look at distribution and various other things. We want it to be a global product. We think it deserves to be a global product. So very much so. I personally want to get it out there as fast as possible. And breaking news is, you know, I'm not a distributor guy. I'm not a manufacturing guru. Mm. And actually it's very hard to manufacture at scale. And we think this thing could be in big demand, you know. So we've actually recruited a CEO now who is a global tech innovator, entrepreneur, who is a, you know, a global managing partner for one of the big five accountancy firms back in the day. And they share our values and they're going to come on and help us. We've got a bunch of other people coming around us too, because I think people suddenly started to recognize this isn't Beachy and his mate Nick, who made the first one, setting up a little business in a shed.
Yeah.
You know, actually this thing could be very significant.
Right. So the nice thing about it is too, I mean, it didn't have to have any kind of FDA clearance or anything.
Yeah, because it's just going to be sold online. And
yeah, and we're marketing it as a wellness device. So what we're saying is, look, it's a calming, anxiety-reducing device. But people have said it's having an impact on these other symptoms, so try it. But then we're going to go for FDA clearance and we're going to go for NICE in the UK clearance, so it could be had on prescription or given out by insurance. But let's be honest, this thing's $30, say, in the US, give or take. Think how much drugs are and the profits on drugs.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that.
We literally. So, you
know, have I got a bullseye on my back already? I don't know. Because this thing's a big challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big
It's always good to see stuff come from somebody with the right intentions, and you being a patient and also are outlining up front that, hey, you know, we're going to donate 25% of the profits to charities.
Yeah.
And you're trying to keep it low cost so people can afford it. To me, that goes a long way versus somebody that's out there trying to make a buck off of somebody with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I keep saying to people, now I'm in a hole and I possibly found a way out of it and we just want to share it. But more than that, I spent 30 years of my life working in areas of deprivation. You know, I've just come back from Congo where there were kids age six mining cobalt getting Parkinsonian syndrome, you know, because it's toxic. And 20% of that cobalt is going into our supply lines. It's like the world's dirty secret. I can't get something like this, discover it, and then charge hundreds of dollars for it. Now, it's just not the way I've lived my life, and so I'm not going to do that now. You know, I said to my wife, actually, if we do make a few quid out of this, you know, few dollars, what would you like? She went, well, a new pair of jeans, I think. You know, we're just not wired that way as people. Yeah. What we want to do is get the help out there. My vision actually is to get over 1 million devices into the developing world where there's no medication.
That's amazing.
I think we could do it. I really think we could do it. Institutional funding and corporate social responsibility funds.
Yeah.
I think could be game changing. Again, it might not be. And it won't help everyone and it won't solve every problem, but it's doing something. I mean, it's giving me my voice back. So, mm-hmm. And that's huge. And it gives me my walking back. So as soon as, again, this is off, I'm paralyzed with my speed. Mm-hmm. And it might look at a quiet voice that comes back within 20 seconds. So this thing is potentially game-changing.
Every time you do that, it just, it's just crazy. It is crazy.
It moves me to tears. I will be honest with you. You know, I've seen a lot of very horrible things because of the work that I've done over the years in some of the poorest and, well, worst places around the world. And so you can get a bit desensitized to stuff. But seeing this go on people's wrists or people tapping, which you can freely do and ignoring it, and watching them walk again or speak again has me in tears multiple times a week. Multiple times a week. I just, honestly, it breaks me. And it's only in the last week where I've actually stopped crying when this stops and I can't speak again. It was filling my eyes with tears because you feel suddenly like you're alive again. Mm-hmm. And then you turn it off and you go into this fog. Now, bear in mind, I'm almost completely off now. My side is very sore. But with this on, look, I'm actually a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mobile. I mean, literally, it almost reminds. It's so much like DBS. It's not even funny. Mm-hmm. Bit.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, not to labour the point, but I'll just turn it off, and I'm slowing down, and actually, I can feel. The dyskinesia's start. Mm-hmm. So my wearing off disco is hitting me.
But you said if you keep it off now for like a couple of minutes, you'll get back to.
I will recover some ground, so my word block may improve. Towards the end of the day. It's worse.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm having to concentrate like I am now. Now, I will show you another hack, actually.
Okay.
Because in my process of working this out, I discovered something else. That we have very limited bandwidth with the disruption to our neural pathways.
Mm-hmm.
I block you out or anything else in the room, I can recover in my speech. So... if I do that, then I can speak more fluently. Now, I'm not releasing my vocal cords, and that's something else, but I can speak more fluently if I don't look at you.
Huh.
So there's something around distraction that takes place as well, and reducing the amount of input. So I think this device is having a clinical impact
mm-hmm.
in terms of the impact on my voice. So the volume starts to come back. Now I've clicked that on. But there are other hacks that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I've started to get very fascinated about, actually. Mm-hmm. Different things we can do to get ground back. So one of the tricks, just to say, if you're on lots of Zoom calls and you're struggling with your speech, mm-hmm. look away from the screen.
Yeah.
You know, recover some ground. But I'm going pretty off now. So again, I turn that off and I feel I'm getting wiggly.
Yeah.
So it's literally on and off the symptoms. I feel like I'm turning Parkinson's off.
That's just so crazy. That's a, I mean, like, yeah. Who doesn't want to turn it off? Like,
yeah, right.
That we talk
I
about.
Turn this on, I turn Parky off. Go do one for 10 minutes, you know?
So, but you said you don't keep it on all day. You do it as just like a catch or a get out of jail type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So I was in Belgium working recently and I had a massive, suddenly just slammed into an off time. I was in a cafe with my colleague. And I didn't realize until I opened my voice, opened my mouth to speak. And I couldn't get the words flat white out. So I was going, so I just went click. Oh, a flat white, please. Thank you very much.
So, yeah. I don't even, what did you say? Flat wipe?
Flat white.
Flat white. Flat
white. that's the accent. Not do very well. Yeah.
No, you're fine. That is incredible. Carl, I'm like, I can't wait to see it, to try it. Anything, I know you already have things going on in the US, but anything that you need, I mean, we're here to help.
I don't have a huge amount going on, but I just got your contact and we're keen to get it out to the States. We really are, to as many people as possible. And to be honest with you, sometimes I just jump on Zoom calls with people and I show them how I tap.
Mm-hmm.
That's giving them their voices back because they follow the kind of speak to the beat, mm-hmm. and they're robotic. But if they do it the way I showed them, you could literally tap your knee under the table ever so lightly, or even rub your hand and it works.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ignore it. So
that's the hard part.
I just want this stuff to get out there because
yeah.
the more hacks and the more discoveries we make, I'm hoping, like in time, people keep telling me to patent this. Now I've got patent pending,
mm-hmm.
but and anyone I say this to, they get really cross with me. But my plan is in a couple of years, once we've really got to grips with what's going on, I'm going to open source this. I'm going to let everyone know how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this can forward research, if this can do something for us longer term, imagine you could have a disc on your arm that constantly goes and reduces symptoms. Wouldn't mm-hmm. that be amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be something that we can do around this. So,
and there's probably even disease groups that we're not even thinking about. You know, that might struggle with something. Like you said, like anxiety or whatever. Oh, that's...
Well, yeah, so definitely anxiety and insomnia. So for Parkinson's insomnia, you put this on, you fall asleep. You calm down.
Can you sleep with that on? Fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can tap. You don't need this. I'm not trying to sell it to you. I mean, tap yourself. You just... 70 beats a minute. And it triggers the parasympathetic nervous system. So you go from fight or flight to calm and comfort. Insomnia is a huge problem for me. I get 2-3 hours sleep some nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I tap and I sleep.
I just don't know if I can tap and not think about it. so that I would need something to do it for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's why I developed it. So yeah. Some people have said to me, a couple of people, they said, you're just profiteering off, you know, anyone can tap. And I'm like, yeah, but if you've got fine motor control issues, if you've got rhythm issues, or you need to have both hands.
Yeah, then if you're dyskinetic, cooking in the kitchen, I'm using both hands, I'm not going to tap on myself. I'm just like, my arm's just going to go wild out over here, you know.
And the other thing to say is, you'll notice there's no screen. There's no Bluetooth. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no need for a smartphone. This thing's the dumbest device that was ever built. I mean, it's got nothing in it. It's because if you're digitally excluded or you can't afford smart
yeah.
or if you're in Africa, if you're in Haiti, then what are you going to do?
How are they able to recharge it? Is it a battery? Is it?
Well, so it's got a little USB-C recharge. So I just showed my gammy elbow bust. It's got a little USB recharge on it. But because I worked on missions around the world in some of the, like Haiti and Africa, Congo, I wanted to make it battery driven. But then people said to me, and our advisors out there said, look, literally everyone's got solar panel USB-C now, even in the remotest places. So this thing will recharge in under 2 hours and give you 8 hours.
Wow.
It's pretty intense.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty intense, right?
This is amazing. I cannot wait. I'd love to have you. We'd love to have you back on if you have time when it launches, because I'm sure it's going
to
be super busy.
I'd love to. Yeah, I've enjoyed chatting. Sorry if I've spoken too much.
No,
I probably turned on and off too much.
No, I think we got number one, a new number one podcast.
Yeah, I think this one's going to go off the charts because again, and you're going to get a pretty well. Actually, probably post. You said you're going to have like a wait list or a
pre-order.
Yeah, we're going to do pre-orders. Yeah. Mm. I mean, we think we'd. I don't know. I'm still working it out. So we're going to do pre-orders of a couple of thousand. Parkinson's UK have backed this. They've taken an initial 500 off us to help do a research project, get some feedback. But they've backed the device already because we put this on the marketing director and it overcame his stammer that he was also told was incurable. The first thing he said was, I can speak at my daughter's wedding, and the whole boardroom burst into tears.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
So it was just amazing. So yeah. We're going to do an initial couple of thousand, but then we're thinking, well, our manufacturer said, my fear is I can't do more than 100,000 units a month. And that's the scale we're thinking at now.
Okay. We have ideas for you.
Too many, huh?
Yes, yeah.
We're like, hey, we got a community here.
Yeah.
We'd love to test them.
Not only that, we have...
Kits.
Connections for you. Kits. Oh, kits. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a lot.
We need all the help we can get. And we've had a whole bunch of people wanting to invest and... But I want to work with values-driven people who get our heart. You know, when we've got enough margin, we want to give 50% to charity.
That's awesome.
We want to fund the neurological charities, the deprivation charities. We can do a lot of good with this. A lot of good.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, you know, I'm a man of faith. You know, maybe God gave this to me and maybe we'll use it for a good purpose. Now, what else can I do?
That's exactly... That's always been my mentality as well. You know, with starting the nonprofit with my friends and doing this podcast with Brian and Steve and Melissa, it's like, you know, not to say like, you know, God's giving you bad things, but it's like, it's, if it's finding our passion or our purpose, you know, that's fine. Cause if I can help other people like how you are, that's unreal.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying that God gave me Parkinson's, but if good can come from it, then so be it. If I have to walk this rutted path with some others because we can do some good, then I'll walk it. And it helps me make sense of it, you know.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, you know how I am. I'm very skeptical about
a
lot of things, a lot of people, and a lot of motivation. You know, I think sometimes people are motivated from greed and money.
And you're always skeptical of just even like products because he's always like,
my philosophy, if it works, people are going to be screaming it from the mountaintops.
And now we're screaming it from the mountaintops.
I haven't had to push this.
No.
And I just wear it and show people. In fact, first I was saying, look, you can just tap yourself. Yeah. Then I realized this is more effective. So then I thought, how can I do this as cheaply as possible so I'm not ripping anyone off?
Yeah. No, I'm always very skeptical of, I'm the skeptic in the group that this person's out for money or this person's out for, you know, themselves and stuff like that. We're like, you know, I think we're all in this together and whatever we can do to help one another out is the best way to move forward.
So somebody finally got to you.
Hey.
Good job, Carl. this is fantastic. I can't tell you how exciting this is, and how excited people are going to be, you know, just even at our gym, the people that I know, but even everybody watching. There's, you know, again, it's not going to take care of everything and it's not going to take, you know, take us off meds, but anything to get us to.
Well, it's not a cure.
It's not a cure.
Yeah. We're not there, but it's another, something else to help us down that journey.
If it can just help us, even just a fraction, every marginal gain in this syndrome is a blessing. Any gain we can get. And if this gives us some respite, you know, this has even stopped Tourette's, right? It's stopped motor Tourette's. We've had kids who have got major motor tics and it stops them dead. We had one guy said, I can drive again now. I can sit in my university lectures and no one's staring at me. Mm. These things break me up,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like, if this is giving life back to people for a lecture, or they can drive home or walk their dog, or their kids come home from school and they can talk to them. One guy, he had the stammer since he was 5. He's had PD for 16 years. His daughter's 11 had never heard him say a sentence. We showed him the tapping method. He was speaking in 30 seconds.
Wow.
His daughter walked in and burst into tears.
Wow.
And no one has showed him this stuff. And like, if we can give people their lives back.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Man, this is amazing. Well, I'd love to. We're going to have you back on for sure. And I can't wait to see and hear more of the updates. Like I said, I follow you on LinkedIn. We'll be sure to share your information. You know, we have people actually all over the world tune in. Australia is actually a big one, too, in the UK. So they'll have that access first. But yeah, I'd love to touch base with you again. Brian and I could talk to you about the ideas that we have from a U.S. standpoint and ways that we think we can help. But thank you so much for all that you've done and that what you're sharing and how you're sharing it. I think it's just amazing.
Thank you.
So I actually don't have a last 30 seconds because I can't top anything that you just said and did. So with that,
bye.
No, I mean, honestly, like there's going to be so much more to come, and I'm so excited. I know Brian hasn't smiled this much in a long time. So, I think it's just something that is a game changer, and I'm so happy that you found this and that you're sharing it. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We will see you all next time. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply. Subject to approval.